Hello there, my brother, and welcome to a very special edition of Inspired by Impact, where I will be going over the details of the 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men, which is going to answer one question. Are you ready to bust through the door to 2024 and ignite the impact you wish to see in your world? We will be tackling the why behind the challenge, the who behind the challenge, the how behind the challenge, the win behind the challenge, the contest involved in the challenge, which has some fucking ridiculous prizes, as well as the what. And the what is going to surprise you a little bit, but we'll make sure that you are on a very clear trajectory as we head in to 2024. So let's dive right in and get all the details about the 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. All right, my brother, part one, the why behind the challenge, and this can be summed up in one word: purpose. But I will sum it up with a couple of quotes as well. The first one comes from Di Manuel, who was a guest on episode 102 of Inspired by Impact, and here's what he had to say. Quote, purpose gives us direction in life. Without clarity of direction, it's really hard to feel confident about oneself and what they're doing in life. End quote. I'm also going to throw in a bonus one here because I could not help myself, because this one hit me so hard when I read it from the book, The Way of the Superior Man by David Data, chapter 11, which is entitled, If You Don't Know Your Purpose, Discover It Now. And here's what he says, quote, without a conscious life purpose, a man is totally lost, drifting, adapting to events rather than creating events. Without knowing his life purpose, a man lives a weakened, impotent existence. End quote. That is the why behind the challenge. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I have found once I have really gotten clear and taken some time to reflect when I am in my darkness, when I feel shittiest about life and about myself, it is when I am acting either out of accordance with purpose or when I have no fucking clue what my purpose is. So part two, we go to the who, and that is one word: brothers. And to quote one of my dearest brothers, Marc Paysan, who was on episode 72 of Inspired by Impact, here's what he said in that episode, quote, a vulnerable conversation with another man is the best conversation you'll ever have, end quote. And trust me when I tell you, the vulnerable conversations that I have had, and another word for vulnerable, if you don't like that, is just fucking honest. Just having an honest conversation with another man, I guarantee you, will be one of, if not the best conversations you ever have. So part three, the how. How is this challenge going to work? And two words, measurable actions. And for this one, we go to my boy, Andrew Romeo, who was also a guest on episode 102 with Di Manuel. And here's what Andrew had to say, quote, the idea of purpose, I need quantifiable things. I live in the gym, man. Everything needs to be measurable. Everything needs to be able to work towards it. So for me to find purpose, I need to have measurable things. So I like to have pillars that I can work towards on a daily basis. End quote. So that's the summary of the how. But what exactly does the how look like? Well, really simply, we're going to be having three different levels of the things that we can do throughout this challenge. I want you to think of these levels as level one warm up, level two working out, and level three training. So what is level one warming up? That is our contemplation stage. So in every single day of this 24-day challenge, I am going to be posting a notable quotable, a quote from one of the most inspirational men I have ever fucking met. And when I say one of, I mean multiple men are going to be featured throughout this challenge that you can connect with, and I highly fucking encourage you to do that. So level one, warm-up contemplation. I'm going to be posting your notable quotable and a question to go along with that. That is going to get you to contemplate something. It's going to get you to contemplate inside of your purpose, inside of your relationships, inside of your emotional health and fitness, as well as your physical health and fitness. It will get you to the contemplation stage. Now, is there anything wrong with the contemplation stage? Of course not. But remember, that is the warm-up. But to me, the way that I look at it is contemplation, it's better than nothing. But if your bar is nothing, then you're fucked. Because if you were just aiming for a little bit above nothing, oh man. When I hear people say something is better than nothing, sure. But if you make that your bar, in other words, you're going to plateau at just above nothing. Trust me when I say you're not going to get too fucking far in the contemplation stage if you're stuck there, because that was Carl for the vast majority of my adult life. So after contemplation, after the warm-up, we want to start working out, and that's level two. So what is level two? That is implementation, okay? Level two is implementation. This is where you are actually going to take action on the question that I give you. Really, really simple. All you have to do is read the quote, answer the question, and put that shit into action in the next 24 hours. Very, very important here. Think small, specific, and simple. I'm going to stress this over and over again. If your goal at the end of the day, let's say you're in the gym and your goal is to work your way up to 2 plates on the bench, so 225, and you go in right now and you can do 95 pounds, I'm never going to take you into the gym, slap on 2 plates, and just fucking leave you there and we stay on the bench until you get up 225. That's insane. Let's go from 95. With your newbie gains, we can probably move up pretty quick. So we'd go 95, then maybe we're at 115. We'd get to a plate pretty quick, 135. Then after that, once you get to 155, then like 185, that's when things are going to slow down. But either way, we take small, specific, and simple steps. So whenever you are answering the question that accompanies the quote, I want you thinking small, specific, and simple. So right after contemplation, we have implementation. That is you working out. Now, how do we go from working out to training? In other words, from level two to level three? Really simple. We turn implementation into integration. Implementation into integration. So what is the difference? The difference between implementation and integration, between working out and training, is very simple. It is tangible targets. Do you have a tangible target? Are you going to the gym and simply working out saying, oh, I feel like doing legs today. Oh, I feel like doing chest today. And then finding and kind of roaming around. Or even if you have a specific program that you're following, is that program linked and designed such that it is taking you closer to targets you can tangibly measure and track, yes or no? If you do not have tangible targets that you are measuring and tracking, you are working out, not training. Working out is better than warming up, but it is not nearly as good as training. So that's what we want to do. We want to go from working out to training. And we do that through the OGMMU. So the OGMMU, if you're listening to this and you are on Instagram and you're not a part of the Brotherhood, unfortunately, you are going to have to wait for January to get the OGMMU, or it's available in other episodes, and I'll link to some episodes here so you can get those 5 questions that will take you from inspiration to integration. However, my brothers that are inside of the Brotherhood and taking this challenge with me, training is the OGMMU. Answering those 5 questions and making these specific to you. I'll be addressing that shortly as well. Now we move on to the what. The what. The what is really simple. It's a self-assessment. And you're going to ask yourself one question. This is the miracle question that I got from the book Switch, which is a fucking unbelievable book, by the way. And inside of that, this is something that they used in therapy. They would ask something along the lines of, what would be the first sign that you would notice your problem is gone if it were gone tomorrow? If you were to wake up tomorrow, what would be the first sign that whatever it is, whatever challenge you're facing is gone and that problem's been solved? Here we're going to phrase it like this. What would be the first sign that you're getting stronger in each area of the prep work? So for example, the first P, purpose. What would be the first sign that you're getting stronger? Because we want to note this at right before the challenge starts and after. For me, inside of purpose, this is what I wrote in terms of me, like the first sign knowing I'm getting stronger. I am sharing my unique voice semi-daily or even daily, even when it scares me, much more on the podcast and on social media. Really simple. And I know what that is for me. You're going to know what this is for you. Inside of relationships, this is what I wrote. I am having FaceTimes daily or semi-daily with my brothers. Okay, so right now, I do videos back and forth, but I really like the live conversations. That would represent me getting stronger inside of my relationships with my brothers. Now, in terms of emotional health and fitness, the E inside the prep work. For me, I notice that come in the evenings, I am an absolute bag of shit, and I need a fucking spot with some of the things that I do around the house and then get resentful that I have to do them. And I end up taking it out in a very negative way on typically the dogs, which kind of sucks. So for me, I put down, I'm asking JL for a spot when I'm mentally and emotionally done with chores. So I know I'm in a much better emotional space if I have the courage to ask for help when I need it around the house. Okay. Then finally, the last P, physical health and fitness. What I wrote down is that my energy in the afternoon and evening is not in the tank. So I notice that, as it suggests, in the afternoon and evening, my energy is pretty fucking low. I don't want to feel low energy in the afternoon or evening. I want to make sure that I can go for another round, two, three, four, doesn't matter. So for you, what you're going to do beforehand, and my brothers inside of the brotherhood, you're going to be tasked with this, is answering the what, which is the miracle question. What would be the first sign that you're getting stronger in each area of the prep work? You will do that before the challenge starts. And those of you listening that are doing this on IG, by all means, go ahead. Do that as well. Now, lastly, I want to go over what we call the FFC, the frequently faced challenges. Okay? So, in order for you to ignite the impact you wish to see in your world, it starts with your notable quotable. In other words, that little source of inspiration that you get from wherever you want. And the question is this: when and where do you get your notable quotable from? Well, there's two options. Number one, you're going to get it from me daily. I'm going to post it inside of our brotherhood chat as well as on IG. Every single day, you're going to see a quote there that gets accompanied with the question. And the quote in the question is what we call the 1-2-MMU. Okay. Alternatively, you get it from you anytime, anywhere. So say, for example, one of my brothers, Dennis, he was telling me about this Dave Ramsey video he is watching, and he shared a notable quotable with me on that one. Now, for me, what I like to do when I'm doing my OG MMU, the level 3, when I'm training, is I write down what my situation is that I'm facing, and then I go to, I have notable quotables from a great deal, a huge number of guests from my podcasts, but I also have books that I have and I reference. So after I've wrote down the situation, I kind of know who I can go to get the quote that I want. And it's written down from forever and a day ago, really. Not forever and a day ago. It might be a recent episode, but I have that shit handy. Okay. So speaking of situation, that's another question that one of the brothers inside the chat asked. So if you are going to do the level 3, if you're working on training and you're doing the OG MMU, that first question, what is your situation? Really simple. The situation is a problem or challenge you're facing. So say, for example, me inside of physical health and fitness, if I'm looking at my energy in the afternoon and in the tank or in the evening going into the tank, what that's telling me potentially is that from a carb standpoint, and I can look at macro factor and I already know I'm not getting my carbs in. So the situation for me would be my energy sucks in the afternoon and evening. How do I change it? How do I fix that? So that's the situation. So now, another frequently faced challenge is, what if I don't have time? And there's two answers for this. Number one, notice that we have three different levels. If all you have time for is contemplation, then that's all you have time for. If all you have time for is working out, which is the 1-2-MMU, asking and answering that question, that's all you have time for. But the training portion of this, where you're actually doing something that is customized to you through the MMU, that will take you, when you first start, very important. It's like anything. It's going to take you a little bit longer. Sometimes this could take you half an hour. Ideally, within a week or two, maybe less, you want to be getting this down to anywhere from, I'm going to say, to be gracious, 7 to 15 minutes. 15 minutes is a ton of time to complete the entire MMU. But here's a little tip I'm going to give you. Just like if you were to come to me and say, Carl, I don't have an hour to work out, I only have 20 minutes, I'd say, okay, here's a circuit, do it for 20 minutes. The MMU is 5 questions. If you only have 20 minutes, or you only have 10 minutes, give yourself an allotted time to finish each question. The first question could take you 30 seconds. Like I said, for the situation, all I have to write down is, my energy is fucked in the afternoon and evening. That's it. And then keep going through the questions with the amount of time that you have. Another frequently faced challenge is, why should I do the full MMU and not just stick to the 1-2-MMU? In other words, why should I go to training instead of working out? Two reasons. Number one, working out is not going to get you to where you want to go nearly as fast as training. Okay, because training keeps in mind what your specifically defined targets are, and it wraps all of your exercises around that and all your nutrition around that same thing. That is what the MMU does. The full MMU is, it takes you from working out to training. Now, the other piece of that is it's customized to you. Because if you look at the notable quotable, the 1-2-MMU, and I give you the question, that's a question that's very generic and cookie cutter. It's not specific to your situation. Sure, there may be times where it's like, holy fuck, Carl is really talking to me on this one. And I hope that happens often. However, if you make this your own and make your own little substitutions and make your own and really take into account your own idiosyncrasies, that's what happens during the full MMU, and that's why you want to do it. So, all that being said, we've covered the why, we've covered the who, we've covered the how, we've covered the what, when, December 1st to December 24th, really fucking simple. And finally, the prizes. I was trying to think about what I wanted to give for prizes for this contest. I'm like, okay, well, I could get a book from some people whose books I've gotten that have really transformed my life. But there's one thing above all that is going to transform your life more than anything, because it's transformed my life more than anything. And this is pretty much fucking principle based. It's connecting, but not connecting with anybody. It's connecting with brothers, but connecting with the coaches that I go to for each area of the prep work. The people that have had a fucking ridiculously profound effect in my life. One for each area of the prep work. And then a bonus one is moi, because believe it or not, I'm a pretty good fucking coach. So since we're going to be tackling the prep work, your coach for Purpose Health and Fitness is going to be Di Emmanuel. You will get a free coaching session with him. And believe me when I tell you, you're going to walk away with that so fucking rejuvenated, energized, and clear on what the next steps are for you to either finding and or fulfilling your purpose. Inside of Relationship Health and Fitness, my man, Jay Stamatelos, is going to be offering a free coaching session there. Again, this is fucking invaluable shit that is customized to you. Inside of Emotional Health and Fitness, recently I had a hypnotherapy session with my man Paul Salter that completely, I can't even put into words the, like qualitatively, the shift that has happened next day as a result of this. Like, imagine whatever barrier that is holding you back that you may not even know about. Finally becoming aware of what that is, but not just becoming aware of what it is, but watching it dissolve in front of your fucking eyes. That is what's going to happen with your free hypnotherapy coaching session with Paul Salter. And finally, you've heard me mention him a million and one times, the guy who has helped me transform my body in a ridiculously short period of time and really helped me rebuild my relationship with both the gym and nutrition, Mr. Philip Pape. So you'll have coaching sessions with all of those dudes, but also you will get one with me, as you will be getting. You will be one of the few who will be getting the physical version of the Ignite the Impact training manual, which is where you will do your MMUs, and I will walk you through exactly how to do the MMUs. And lastly, on top of that, you will be getting a free 30-day membership to the Ignite the Impact Brotherhood that will be launching in January, so that most importantly, you will not be doing this alone. You'll be connecting with brothers. You'll be connecting with the coaches that I just mentioned and many, many more. So I forgot, how do you actually qualify for these amazing fucking prizes? It's really simple. On IG, you're going to see that I'm posting your notable quotable and your question every single day from December 1st to December 24th. One quote, one question a day. All you have to do is go into IG and you will first and foremost share the quote to your story, and then you are going to tag the author, which you will see on every single one of those quotes, and me. And that will give you one entry into the challenge contest, a maximum of 24 entries, because there are only going to be 24 notable quotables and 24 days. For each time you do that, you will get one entry into the contest. And then after the 24th, you will get your name put into a draw the number of times you have completed those two tasks, the share and the tag. And then I will be pulling a name, and that lucky individual will be getting some fucking amazing coaching, some amazing access to the Brotherhood, and of course, the physical Ignite the Impact training manual. All right, my brother, let's start off with that question from the beginning. Are you ready to bust through the door to 2024 and ignite the impact you wish to see in your world? If so, you know what to do. Hit me up on IG, make sure you complete those two steps, and most importantly, go from contemplation to implementation to integration in order to ignite the impact you wish to see in your world. All right, my brother, we got this.